Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Now, a trivia question for those loyal Rico Bronya listeners. On episode 471, I actually named a very specific number, an absurd number, at least I thought, in how many runs the Mets should go out and score against Trevor Williams and the Washington Nationals. And I said, here's the perfect response. Go out there, if you're this Met offense, which did nothing the last seven innings of Sunday's game, and pound the Nationals. And I said a specific number. Can you guess what that specific number was? I can promise you it wasn't 19. I did not have 19 coming. Now, Hoff, I'll ask you, because producing the Rico Bronya and contributing to the Rico Bronya, it ain't easy. And it's impossible for you to hear every single word. But trivia question. If you get it right, I'll give you an acknowledgement in my next book. I'm just kidding.
Oh, thanks.
You got that anyway. Do you remember how many runs I called on the Met offense to score in Monday's game against the Washington Nationals?
I don't, but I'm going to say 11.
Very good guess. The number was 12.
Oh!
You were right there. I said, hey, if you're this Met offense coming off a game in which I know you scored seven runs, you scored enough to win Sunday, but the bullpen blew it, the Soto missed fly ball. We all know what happened. Go out and score 12 runs. And little did I know that your boy Brandon Nimmo would be responsible for nine of them. So from here on out, this game against the Nationals, Pete, will forever be known as the Brandon Nimmo game.
I mean, and thank you. But now here's the problem with a game like this is that his numbers skyrocket. Everyone gets all excited. He's back and he can go for an offer for the next like five games. And his numbers are still going to look halfway decent because he got nine RBIs today. I mean, that's just stupid. That's 2 weeks worth of RBIs. I don't care, especially for him. That is outrageous what he did. But they beat the living piss out of the Nationals, so that was great to see. And for anybody that sits there and say, "Oh, what are you gonna say about Brandon Nimmo now?" I'm happy he did that. The problem is it's been inconsistent. He hasn't done that all season long, so I'm not pissed. Just like where is this on the regular basis?
Well, you are right about one thing, because we are still early enough in the season where four hits may not alter your batting average in a major way. But it does alter your overall stats. So right now, as the Mets have now played 29 games this season, 29 games. We're 29 games in. Brandon Nimmo is second on the team in home runs with 21. He's got nine more RBIs than Juan Soto. In fact, he almost matched Juan Soto's season total. Juan's got 12 for the season. Nimmo had nine in one game, but he's tied for the team lead in home runs. Pete Alonso with six. Brandon Nimmo with six. And like I mentioned, he's driven in 21 runs. His average, his on base, his OPS, still leave a lot to be desired. But you're right. A nine RBI, two home run game can alter your stats in a major, major way. And that's going to be one challenge we're going to face here on Rico Bronya. What we have done throughout the start of this season is we pick a Rico star of the series. In fact, we're now calling it the Rico I'm the Man Now star of the series in honor of Jordani Valdespin. And we usually sit here at the end of a series, and it's pretty straightforward who the star of the series is. This four-gamer against Washington featured so many ups and downs. It featured some pretty good contributions from a lot of different guys. But Brandon Nimmo so padded his numbers in game four that his overall series numbers make him a real strong candidate to be the star of the series. But the truth is, until this game, he didn't do much in the series. So I've got about six or seven candidates we will go through in a couple of minutes when we do name our Rico star of the series. But as far as this game is concerned, there were a lot of great positives. Jeff McNeil is a major positive. Jeff McNeil hits that home run. Jeff McNeil has the triple. Jeff McNeil also has the sacrifice fly, which is very productive. Give me a sacrifice fly. Give me that productive out that drives in a run, which he did to make it 2-0. Francisco Alvarez has hit since coming back in the three games he played. He had that double early. Five really strong innings out of Griffin Canning, though his pitch count got up there. And then you saw the offense completely break the game open. The Brandon Nimmo 3-run home run, making it 6-0. The monstrous seventh inning in which Nimmo hit the grand slam. And Lindor got hit by a pitch twice in the same inning, which Gary Cohen found to be the most fascinating thing ever. Like, how often does that happen? And I'm thinking to myself, probably a lot, Gar. I don't think it's that uncommon for a guy to get hit in the same inning twice. And by uncommon, obviously, it doesn't happen every other week. But in terms of comparing it to the Fernando Tatis Chanhol Park double grand slam in one inning, like, that's a lot rarer to get hit twice in the same inning. Because getting hit twice in the same inning just means the same outcome happens twice. To hit multiple grand slams in the same inning, you not only need to hit two home runs in an inning, which is difficult in its own right, but you need the bases loaded for you. You need a lot going your way. So I found it humorous how enamored Gary Cohen was with the idea that Lindor got hit twice in the same inning.